Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD.
Rono.
In this corner, weighing in at, I don't know how much he weighs, Antoine Terrell. He, the man, the myth, the reality, the guy with a jump rope. There he is.
Makes me want to jump rope right now.
Does it? Does this fire you up?
This music does, yeah.
After hearing about his tales for what feels like months of how he was gonna start jumping rope eventually.
Well, he just needed the jump rope.
He did. He needed the rope.
He has his equipment.
And those are so hard to find because they are available everywhere. You could just take a bendy stick even and just use that as a jump rope if you needed to.
I needed the headphones too.
Well, of course.
Well, you need headphones. Oh, well, okay.
Probably needed a specific outfit, a matching jumpsuit, certain shoes, special socks, compression shorts, all of those
needed
things.
Outfit.
Good morning, the K92 Morning Thang. Starring our Rocky. He's jump rope one time. Good morning.
Let me tell
Antoine
you.
Antoine Terrell. Yes, sir.
Jump roping.
Uh-huh.
Or is it jumping rope?
Versus jumping. I know. Jump roping. I thought that too. Is it jumping rope?
It's or jumping rope.
Jumping rope. Okay. That makes more sense. Yeah, because jump is the action.
But I think if you're in the moment, you're jumping rope. But if you're talking about it, you jump roping.
You're jump roping.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're talking about it, you're like, okay, well, I'm going to start jump roping.
I'm currently.
If you're not doing it, if you're in the process of it,
you're doing it, you're jumping rope.
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone say, I'm jump roping.
I don't think so either. I don't know why I said that. But anyway.
Oh, well.
Regardless, I underestimated how difficult it is to jump rope.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I also believe you also underestimated how well of shape you were in as well.
That also is the case. Because I'm like, all right, I'm going to jump rope. And I'm like, all right, so there's this song I like that came from the Creed movie. Because if I'm jumping rope.
You need the right song.
I need a.
Wait, is it this one? Is this? That's the only one I got. So.
And so I'm like, all right, that song is 4 minutes and 54 seconds. I could jump rope for 4 minutes and 54 seconds.
Is that your workout? So it's 4 minutes?
No, it was at the end of it. It was at the end.
Okay. But you thought you were going to be able to jump rope 5 minutes straight.
Like it was nothing.
You crazy, girl. That's too much.
I thought it was going to be easy.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It was 20 seconds in. My hands were on my knees. I'm huffing.
You're
and
throwing up.
Huffing. I totally felt like I wanted to throw up. 20 seconds. So I will say this.
Yeah.
I took a break, and I would start back again until I had to stop.
There you go.
And then I'd start back. So I made it those 5 minutes, but I probably jump rope
for 3 hours. Uh-huh.
Maybe. No, I didn't stop the song.
The song kept going.
Okay, so I maybe jump rope for like 48 seconds.
Ah, I see what
but
this
still,
is.
But still, that's a start.
It is.
That's
you got to start somewhere. Yes.
I guess if we went in the other direction where he said, all right, I'm going to pause this song because I'm determined to jump for the entire duration of this song, he'd still be going on right now.
Oh, definitely.
We'd be in a pause. Long pause. I'll get back to another 20 seconds later.
It was miserable.
It's harder than you think it is.
It was rough. And I have the speed jump ropes, so not even the old school with the big tubes, the red, white, and blue tubes or whatever.
Yeah,
I got the speed one, so it makes me want to go faster, but I can't.
Yeah.
You got to work up to it.
Yes.
You got to work up to it.
You have to start, you know, it's baby steps with everything when it comes to exercise. You know, you can't go in right away and go hard because that's what people do. And then the next thing you know, they can't move their arms the next day and that becomes an issue. And then they don't want to go back to the gym. So I think you have to start at the roots of jumping rope.
All right.
So I think you have to be like one of those little girls on the playground. You have to be like, my mama and your mama were going to the park. And you just do it that way.
All right. So I got to ease into it.
Yeah. Then someday you can be one of those double Dutch kids.
All right. So can you guys come over and do the big jump rope so I can just jump in the middle?
We can do
that. You guys do that for me?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
Yep, we can do that. Ring around the rosy, just whatever it is. Yeah, well, yes, we can do that. If anyone has a big, long, stupid jump rope, then
I haven't seen those in a long time.
I'm sure.
I haven't seen kids, you know, actually do that.
Yeah, the really big, long ones. And where did they come from when you were a kid?
I don't know, doll store?
I'm just saying, did they have them at the school? I just always remember them appearing, but it's not as if I remember anyone specifically bringing a jump rope from home.
I think they were part of the gym equipment.
Or they just tossed them out there
That'd
during
be my
recess.
Guess.
That's what it was. Yeah. I mean, that's right where the kickballs came from.
Exactly.
If family members were going missing.
Mm-hmm.
Where were they going? What were they doing?
That's not a good, no, that's not a good topic.
No?
Where did they go? No.
Okay,
no,
well, let's find out.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Let's just say Mr. Lever of Australia, he's in trouble.
Mr. Lever.
Mr. Lever.
Okay, lots of family members have gone missing in Australia. People are complaining. They're like, where is my cousin? Where is my great uncle? Where are they going?
Now, just various people's family members?
Yes, various.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, everybody is technically somebody's family.
Yes, yeah. Yes, but people are going missing in Australia. Right. They figure, okay, what's the deal? Well, Mr. Lever, he wasn't paying any attention to his crocodile.
Wait a minute.
Wait, Mr. Lever has a pet crocodile.
He has a pet crocodile.
No one should have a pet crocodile.
No, they should not. Check this. But his crocodile got into a fight with another croc and ended up passing away. Right?
His croc did.
Yes, his croc. Mr. Lever's crocodile got into a croc fight.
I'm going to tell you, a croc fight.
A croc fight.
Is that what you call it?
Yes.
From now on.
I'm going to go with it. A croc fight.
He got into a croc fight.
Okay. You know, this is really doing nothing for, I don't even know if we have anyone listening who is Australian or lives in Australia, but they always get so mad about certain Australian stereotypes.
Right.
Like the Outback Steakhouse and, you know, kangaroos and everything. But here we are with two mates with their crocs having a croc fight.
They had a croc
two
fight. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Lever's croc passed away.
Passed away.
Okay.
Well, when they cut open Mr. Lever's croc, they find some unfortunate things.
The neighborhood.
The neighborhood. Exactly that.
The crocodile.
They found orthopedic plates and teeth and stuff from people that had been missing.
He was eating people.
The crocodile who lost the fight. Who lost the croc fight.
Yes.
So this is a wimpy
winning
crocodile.
A human fight.
Yes. Yeah. So, they found out what happened. Uh-huh. But I guess that's a positive.
Not really.
Yeah.
There's no positive.
But yeah,
here.
Mr. Lever, you won't pay attention to your croc.
So is this a thing? Are crocodile owners like cat owners where they just think leash laws don't apply to them? Oh, he's an outdoor crocodile. I see what this is.
I think so, though.
He just likes to explore the neighborhood. He comes home in the morning.
But in order for your croc to get into a croc fight, I guess you're just wandering around.
Yeah.
What this lets me know is that we are below crocodiles.
Yeah.
On the food chain.
Yeah, it was a mass
because
croc.
This loser croc is eating all the humans, but can't beat another crocodile.
Yes, all the less reasons to travel. I'm just saying. I don't need to be going there.
You don't
want to
visit Mr. Lever's
house? No, not where people have pet crocodiles fighting each other. He's an outdoor crocodile.
You.
He just likes to go around and explore.
Yeah,
right.
No, Mr. Lever.
The fate of our flights is in the hands of the Lord, Antoine. Who's going to have to sit near Monica? We're in basic economy, so we have no idea.
Maybe neither of us.
Maybe.
We could switch seats.
No, we can't.
Yes.
It's fate.
It's against the law.
Yeah.
Federal international aviation law.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is.
Like
I read it.
Text 52353. Dear God, upgrade only one of the Thang crew to first class on their way to Chicago. Amen. Well, if God really has a sense of humor, it'll be Monica they upgrade, and then she's going to ruin it for everybody in first class.
Oh, no.
All of a sudden, we'll see people coming back to us.
Any coach seats available? Like, we're sorry, man.
Sorry.
No one will go in there either. I'd be more than happy to sit near the bathroom instead of having to be in first class with Monica.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't that bad last time.
You weren't that good either. We'll just put it that
way. All right.
Well, there you go.
All right.
You're
all about
a lot
perspective.
Of work. You're tired.
All right.
You know, we're
like
getting on this flight. We got to go to our little summer camp thing on Wednesday. And the flight is very early in the morning. It's right now. It's 6 a.m. So, you know, we're going to get up 4 a.m. And I would probably like to just relax, you know?
Be quiet,
maybe
right?
Maybe shut my eyes, which you cannot do around this young lady over here.
No, you fall asleep, I'll wake you up.
That's unnecessary and rude.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes,
it is. As long as we all understand it. All
and
right.
And her response is, that is correct. So get ready for it. And if anyone's switching seats, it's you, Antoine. Sorry.
What?
I am the senior member of the K92 Morning Thing. I'm pulling rank. You're sitting next to her.
But I'm the baby.
It's like kids when they say, I'm sitting in the front seat.
Yeah. Like, you're the baby. And that's why I'm pushing you out of the tree so you can learn how to fly. Get over there, little bird. Learn how to fly.
The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Most stressful time of the year. Why?
Back to school. Back to school. To prove to dad that I'm not a fool. Oh, back to school.
Yep, back to school. It's here.
Mm-hmm. It's time.
People are in school right now.
Yeah. Some of Roanoke County teachers, they reported back today. Yep. Not the kids, but just the teachers reported back this morning.
And parents say most stressful time of the year. Because you got to get all the supplies together.
Yep.
You got to worry about your kid. What class they going to be in.
New school clothes.
New school clothes.
All that stuff.
Friends. Cliques. Jerks. All of those things.
I know. Ava starts middle school.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I have a middle schooler.
You're getting so old, Monica.
Don't say that. Like,
you're
it's
so old.
Stop.
Good one. He said it, not me.
No, it does feel like it's crazy. I'm like, what?
Are you stressed out about that at all?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
why in particular?
Well, she's getting older, so I mean, and different things happen. Now she's no longer when you're in fifth grade, you feel like, okay, I'm in charge of the school.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's starting all over.
Now she's the baby.
And she's the baby again.
She's nobody.
She's a baby.
You're scum of this school.
And she's also a young lady, so you know.
Yeah.
It's just a different ball game.
For me, growing up, the biggest school culture shock was we had a junior high school.
Mm-hmm.
So you were fourth, fifth, and sixth was the same school. So sixth grade, I'm the king of the school. But sixth grade was still, there was a level of innocence to it because you were 12 and, you know, you're still watching a level of cartoons and doing whatever it was. It was still all just fun and games, kickball and stuff. Then we had junior high school, which is seventh grade and eighth grade.
All right.
And when you entered as a seventh grader, it was as if they punched you in the face at the door. Like,
yikes.
Everything was completely different. And the eighth graders, Antoine, they were men in comparison to what you were. You were a boy. And then all of a sudden it was like, hey, kid, how you doing?
My voices changed. A girl mustache.
So deep.
Right. You had a locker that people would stuff you in. You know, everything.
Oh, wow.
There was just, it was pressure. Way more than high school.
Mm-hmm.
Forget it. High school was nothing. That seventh and eighth grade, because there was just something about, it was just the strong versus the weak. There was only two classes, the haves and the have-nots. And you was a have-not in the seventh grade, man.
Mm.
It was just... scary.
I always had good experiences starting school. And maybe because it was a small town or I knew a lot of people. Like, that was never...
Because your mom paid your friends.
It could be like, hey, I'll take it. It's a small town. Because, I mean, I went to Stan River and it was a small class. Everyone knows everyone.
Exactly.
You know? So it was just kind of like...
Well, and Monica's mother made sure to threaten every other kid in the class.
Oh, no,
so they knew.
They knew better.
Trigger said...
Stay in line. The thing that drives me crazy about around here is... They don't give you any information until the last possible second. They love to wait forever to even tell you when the first day of school is going to be. And then who's your teacher? Good luck. We'll let you know eventually.
You'll find out at some point.
Yeah. They know right now. Do we know? No, we don't know.
Gotta wait.
What do they do? Just sitting on it.
Yep.
Well, because this time, the teachers report, they're now getting together like, all right, they're trading your kids like Pokemon cards.
Oh, is that what it is?
Right now.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to take a Steve, but you got to give me Amanda,
too.
Well,
I wonder who's going to get a Hendrix, because Hendrix is his first year in real school, too.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So it's a first.
I had so many jokes,
but
I like Hendrix, so I'm not going to
He's an old, crinkled Pokemon card. Like, no, I already have, I got 12 of those. I can't get another one of those. Forget it. So what's on your mind? Back to school. It's the thing that hangs over your head. The other thing about back to school here is it seems like it's summer and then bam, it's not. Like, it's that fast. It was just a week ago that when my wife started talking about back to school shopping, I thought, man, we're doing this early already. And now I think, oh my God, we have no time.
Mm-hmm.
It's that fast.
It's time.
Almost as fast as the lightning bolt, which is next. It's the fastest 15 seconds on the radio. When it starts, it's summer. When it ends, you're in school. It's amazing. I mean, it's just 15 seconds and it spins right around.
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by the lightning bolt.
Fastest 15 seconds on the radio. Monica versus Antoine. Good morning, Morgan. Hi, Morgan.
Hey.
All right, Morgan, who would you like to team up with today? Is it Antoine or is it Monica to play the game for you?
I'm gonna go with Antoine.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
It's early, man.
Antoine, got it.
It's early.
Happens.
It's Monday. I get it.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. So I'm like, why? And I'm paid to talk, so that's even worse. That means it's Philip. Hello, Philip.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Philip, what'd you do this weekend? Anything?
Worked a lot.
Okay. What do you do for work?
Work for security.
Okay.
That's all you need to know, Zach.
Yeah.
That's right.
Don't ask any
more
questions.
Don't ask any questions.
Like,
I get it.
I've been watching you through binoculars all weekend there, son. All right. Philip, it seems fitting then that you can team up with your fellow shady partner, Monica Brooks. Enjoy. Antoine is already waving goodbye to Monica, which means he is sending her to the soundproof chamber.
You're like a Boy Scout, Girl Scout. Always be prepared.
Yeah. So she goes to the soundproof chamber because it's the same category. So she can't hear the categories, can't hear Antoine's answers, and then it'll be her turn. All the points carry over. So, of course, it is very important to do as many of these as you possibly can. Antoine, here we go. You'll have 15 seconds in the first category, which is things you buy at 7-Eleven.
Slurpees, cigarettes, alcohol, candy, potato chips, honey buns, taquitos, hot dogs, burritos, vegetables, gas, water, soda, juice.
Vegetables?
I'm sure, like, there's a stand out in the front, maybe.
Yes, the produce wagon.
Yeah, the one that hangs up. The 7-Eleven produce.
You know, I'm sure you can pick up, like, a banana. But I've never seen anyone, like a piece of asparagus or lettuce
cucumber
or something. Like, yeah, I don't think they have a cucumber. I'm going to give you a no on that one.
Okay.
But I counted everything else, so that's 13. That's 13 points right there. Taking vegetables. Yeah, you say fruit.
There's like a vegetable smoothie or something. I don't know.
That would be a vegetable smoothie then, not a vegetable. You can't walk out with just the broccoli.
Touche.
All right. Come on back. You narrowed yourself by not going brand specific.
I thought about that.
Too. Yeah. Anywho, Monica Brooks, he got 13.
Okay.
Which is good.
It was actually a bad 13.
It's a bad 13.
It's a bad 13.
That's even a thing. Okay. Monica, you have 15 seconds to give me things you buy at 7-Eleven.
Taquitos, chips, tacos. You buy DiGiorno, ice cream, Ben and Jerry's. You have wine, champagne. You have Prosecco. You buy cigarettes, beer. You buy apple slices, cheese, pepperoni.
Okay, I'll give you pepperoni at the buzzer. And, you know, when you give me a brand specific, then I take the generic out. So some of those I have to take out when you start saying things like Prosecco and champagne.
Yeah.
And that's all this. So 12. I've given you 12.
Ooh, oh. Close.
So it is very close. But Antoine is still in the lead.
When Monica's listing things, she'll list like four and she'll look to her left.
Yeah.
And then she'll look to the right and list five more. She goes back and forth like a dog watching a tennis match.
I see. And both of you, big whiff on not just naming candy bars.
I thought about it afterwards.
Just roll through about or just say chips. I mean, there's 1,000 different kinds of chips you could buy. Doesn't matter. 13-12 is the score right now. It is very close. 7-Eleven sells veggie trays in their deli case? That's what somebody texted in.
I just saw that too.
All right, I got to add one for you then. Fine. So you
have
14.
Thank you, texter.
So the score is 14-12 currently. Are you ready, Antoine?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Round two. 15 seconds to give me breakfast items.
Pancakes, waffles, French toast, eggs, bacon, sausage, potatoes, fried apples, orange juice, apple juice, peach juice, mimosas, onions.
I mean, they go in with other things. So,
I was about
yeah.
to say omelets.
Omelets, yeah. Well, onions. I'll give you 12 on that one. So that is 26.
Crap.
26. She froze up a little
bit. I did.
So she's got her work cut out for her, though. Bring her back in. Come on back. Lightning bolt. It's rolling. There's Airbnb. But is there
Airbnb?
P and S, I guess. I don't know. We'll explain in a minute.
P&S.
All right.
Hey.
Antoine got 12, but I also got two people to text in that say in the previous round, Antoine said vegetables is something you could buy at 7-Eleven, and I did not give him the points on that. And now I'm told that they do, in fact, sell a veggie tray. So I had to give him another point on that.
Have like a mini tray.
Yeah. So his total is now 26. Okay. The grand total of 26. You have 12.
Okay.
So you need 14. It can be done.
You can do it. Definitely.
So.
15 seconds in the category breakfast items.
Bacon, eggs, cheese, salsa, sausage, turkey sausage, and pancakes, bagels, cream cheese, peanuts, bananas, apples, peanut butter crackers, let's see, English muffins. Oh, crap. What did I do? What happened? How many?
You know, some of those are peanut butter sandwiches. I ain't no way.
Peanut butter crackers.
No,
I said peanut butter crackers.
That ain't exactly.
And kids can have breakfast. That for breakfast.
No,
someone's
no.
having peanut
breakfast.
Butter crackers.
I mean, you could just name any food you wanted then and then claim, well, I'm eating it in the morning and therefore it's a breakfast.
True.
Yeah. And really.
True.
You're giving me things like bagel and look. All right. The point is you needed 14. It's very,
you're on
very
keto,
close.
You just want a spoonful of cream cheese.
Yeah. Well, I gave you the cream cheese.
Okay,
just so you know, I gave bagel and cream cheese as separate things, which took you to 13. I'm sorry, Antoine.
Crap.
Antoine won.
Woo!
And I don't care how many people text. I am not giving you peanut butter crackers as a breakfast
peanut
sandwich.
Peanut butter crackers?
No.
Sometimes
no.
you just grab
no.
peanut butter crackers and that's your breakfast.
No.
But you can grab fruit snacks.
But it's not something that's identified as a breakfast item. You can eat anything you want in the morning and say, this is my
that's
breakfast.
True.
But is it a breakfast item? No, it is not. You lose. I'm
shout
sorry.
Out to you, Morgan.
Yep. Shout out, Morgan. You are the big winner of the prize.
Hey! WXLKHD. Rono.
I don't know. We might have to try this thing that's going on right now.
The thing.
What is it?
You know, there's always like a thing that's going on right now.
And I want to be like, yeah, let's do it. But sometimes the things are stupid.
This one I think we can do.
All right. What's this one?
It doesn't involve too much effort. It doesn't make you look stupid at all.
All right. Mm.
You might sound stupid at some point and you might get confrontational with somebody, but you don't know who they are. Your people are reaching out to their number neighbor.
Oh, I did see this over the weekend.
So you heard about this?
No. Nope.
Yep.
Okay, Monica has not heard about it. This is, you know, there's always, it's a thing. It's always a thing and people are doing it and it's trending. And some of them are extra dumb and they make you look dumb like planking.
Uh-huh.
Or what was that one where you had to pretend like you were spinning around in a circle and, you know, that kind of thing.
But this is called number neighbor?
This is your number neighbor.
Your number neighbor.
So if your phone number was, for example, 8675309. Uh-huh. Remember that song? You know, 8675309. You would call, you would text 8675308. That's your number neighbor.
Yeah, they're right beside you.
Right. Okay, one number off from you, and just say, hey, number neighbor, and then just see where it goes. That's it.
So, are y'all doing it?
I don't know. I've seen a lot of screenshots, and some of the screenshots, it's went well. Like, oh, this is so cool, blah, blah, nice to meet you. Some not so much.
Some not so much, yep. Some people got a very short fuse on a lot of things. You don't. Sometimes they say it's good to know your neighbors. Other times, maybe it's not so good to know your neighbors.
Exactly.
Do you want to know your number neighbor?
I don't know.
I'm thinking about it.
I don't know.
I don't think mine, I feel like, is going to be unsuccessful because I'm one of the actual living humans who has the 314 phone exchange, which is very popular amongst the telemarketers. I don't know if you've noticed that, but when the robots get control of local phone numbers, mine is one of the exchanges that they seem to have taken over. So I feel like I'm the only human with that. So I'm going to text, you know who my number neighbor is?
Who?
Prince of Nigeria. Yes.
Congratulations.
It's so good to finally talk to you.
Hey, buddy.
How are things going with your conquest for the crown?
Yeah.
So do you want to text your number neighbor? Or what do you think? What do you think?
I'm thinking about
it. Are you thinking about it?
I'm thinking about it.
Because, I mean, I've accidentally texted people before.
Sure.
So I mean, I text somebody because I text myself reminders. I'm like, oh, pack bra, underwear. And I sent that to someone. And they're like,
if
what?
If we can't do this, then we can't really pull off anything. I mean, it's just, and do you just say hello or do you say hello, number neighbor?
You have to say number neighbor.
You have to say number neighbor.
Because they're like, why are you texting me?
Well, I'll text my number neighbor.
All right, I'll do it too then.
All right, I'll just say hello, number neighbor. And we'll just see where it goes from there. Yes?
Okay. Yes.
All for we'll one, text. One for all. We're
all right.
Doing it.
All right,
we'll all doing it or we're all not.
All
okay.
Right.
Miss Monica is 51% on board.
Actually,
it's 50.1% on board.
There's been success stories and then there's been others.
It's been really good stories, yep.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
You rent out just about anything that you own. I mean, they got Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
You own your house.
Okay.
A room in your house or whatever. They've got ones where you can rent your car to other people.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
So now there's a new service called Swimply.
Swimply?
Yeah.
Swimp.
If you want to let somebody rent your pool.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Now, I know your instinct is to make that one. You don't have a pool.
No,
so
but if I did, would you want just people just having a pool party, I guess? Is that why they're renting the pool?
Yeah. It would be
to
either just they want to come hang out at a pool for a day and they want it to be private. I don't know. I mean, if you have a pool, there are a lot of expenses that come with the pool.
Uh-huh.
Upkeep, maintenance,
yes.
Chlorine, just electricity, just all that stuff. So and usually it goes unused a lot.
It's less intrusive than an Airbnb than letting them stay in your home.
Right. And we don't worry about that one at all. Like, oh yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, sleep in my bed.
But my pool.
You're just hanging out by the pool?
Yeah. People in LA, it ranges from $25 to $150 an hour. Some of the luxurious options have hot tubs, saltwater pools.
Okay. I get LA.
Pretty cool.
I get LA, yeah.
What are you thinking? Like just some like backwood, like some old country town?
20 states across the United States. I mean, it says Florida, California, Texas in this. I'm going to guess it's more southern based because there's just more poolage going on.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we have a lot of pools around here.
No.
Most people don't have pools.
Mm-mm.
How funny would it be if I was like, yeah, you can rent out my pool and they had to go like to like the aquatic center. They end up at Splash Valley, but they've already paid.
Yep.
But there, I sent them to Splash Valley.
They got their chance at the pool.
Exactly. I don't think you would have a high rating on Swimply. I feel like you'd be kicked off fairly quickly. But I mean, and I guess the opportunity here would be it's cheaper than a pool membership because you think about people, they pay these pool memberships, then you got to hang out with all these other people. And everyone I talk to never feels like they got their money's worth. They're like, yeah, we went 3 or 4 times. We got busy. Boy, that was a lot. So if you just swimpling around, you'd have the pool to yourself. And
okay.
You'd be good to go.
Number two
trending. This is what I like to do as we lead up to any time we have to fly on a plane with Miss Monica is deliver stories that will freak her out just a little
bit.
Zach.
Bye.
It's fine. Everybody is fine. On the Spirit Airlines flight that had a bat on it, just flying around on the plane.
Okay, so someone caught the bat.
I guess, yeah. This was from North Carolina to New Jersey, so relatively local, as there is a bat zipping through the cabin, and everybody freaking out. But they caught the bat. I mean,
you're such a fraud, Monica. You are terrified to fly. He says there's a bat on the plane, and you go, oh, so somebody caught the bat.
They caught it.
Like, you're going to be that calm if there's a bat on our flight.
No, I wouldn't. Mm-mm.
No, meanwhile, on our flight, Antoine, if I flick a pretzel at her, she'll freak out. You watch. She'll be like, oh, my God, it's a piece of the plane.
No.
Look at it. It looks like a pretzel, but it's not.
Number one.
Top trending. This guy, he scammed $370,000 from Amazon. So he would buy things.
Oh, yeah.
He would take them out of the box. Then he would return. He'd do a return.
Okay.
He'd fill the box with dirt and send it back.
I heard about that dude.
And they didn't catch him for the longest time.
How do you not catch him?
Because they don't open these return boxes a lot of times. So really what he had figured out was he had carefully weighed the items and then would have the exact weight for the dirt.
Right.
And he would send it back. And they would go unnoticed in Amazon warehouses till there was a random search. They do random ones.
Uh-huh.
Turned up the scam. He had already spent $370,000 on his business. Now, his business, shockingly, was selling unused merchandise that didn't have packaging. Who knew?
That's crazy.
I mean,
crazy he got away with it for that long.
I know.
That much money.
And do you think you're going to get away with this? I mean, they have the entire record of all of your purchases forever. Mm-hmm. They're going to figure it out.
They have the return shipping label.
Oh, by the way, remember, this is an update of an episode of the show from a couple weeks ago. Remember how I talked about how I'm a tent person now?
Yep.
I bought a tent. Well, congratulations. I returned a tent, so I am not a tent person anymore either.
You said bye-bye.
Yep, and it's not dirt. I actually brought the tent back. I didn't even open the box. Plans changed, so I brought the tent back.
And
I'm nervous to return anything to Amazon because I hear these horror stories that if you return too many things, they take away your Prime and you don't get to have anything. And meanwhile, Dirt Boy is doing $400,000, and I did my one tent, and that was it.
The K92 Morning Things, The Great Debate.
Oh, man, there's always debating going on.
Mm-hmm.
We will welcome in Danielle first. Hello, Danielle.
Hi.
Okay,
hello.
Danielle, we'll have you explain your side of this situation, and then your sister Rebecca's on hold.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, because my sister is a little crazy, and I just really disagree with her style of parenting.
Okay.
She thinks she's got two boys, they're 7 and they're 12, and she thinks that they should be able to pick their own punishment. And I think that is absolutely ridiculous.
Hmm. Okay, so two kids. Do you have kids?
No.
Ooh. Your opinion has just gotten lower.
You bumped it down.
You
said, ooh.
Now, she is the sister.
But I was a kid.
Oh, true. Yes. Yes. I'm aware.
Yes, you were.
I like that.
Yeah.
See, she has a case. She has a case.
Okay. 7 and 12.
I love that.
The kids are allowed to choose their own punishment. So if they do something wrong, Mom Rebecca says, yo, you punished. What do you think your punishment should be? Correct?
Yeah. And they're boys, too.
Well, you know, I was a boy once. I mean, if we're going to play this science game.
That's true.
All right. I feel like Antoine would have some opinions on this as a behavioral expert and stuff like that from your background. Should we get Rebecca in here to put her side, or do you want to have your smart person?
I would like to hear the context of how they can pick.
I think we need both.
Okay. All right. Let me do that. I think it's time for that. So let's get Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Okay. Thank you for coming on with us as well. So we heard Danielle's side of this. You have two boys, 12 and 7, and where Danielle disagrees in your parenting style is the punishment thing, correct?
Yes, that's true. And I don't really know why she cares, but, you know, I'm a single mom and I'm doing what's working for me and my family.
Okay.
But, you know, she said she wanted to come on the show, so let's discuss it.
Okay, so I guess I present your side of the story. Why you let them choose their own punishment. You don't see a problem with it. What's your side?
What is my side? That is my
Rebecca,
side.
Rebecca's side.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that is my side. I'm teaching my kids how to be responsible for their actions. And it's not like, you know, I say, what do you think your punishment should be? And they're like, give me a lollipop.
Okay.
You know, like we discuss what it should be and the severity.
And then they sort of decide. So it is not their word is final and it's law.
Okay.
So you're like, darn it, here's your lollipop. Fine.
Yeah, right. No.
Yeah, but I don't think that works. Because they're so freaking disrespectful to you, you know? And, like, you all, like, she doesn't even take responsibility for the punishment, you know? What, her oldest son called her the B word.
Mm.
And then what did she do? Like, let them choose their
I told
punishment.
Him that was wrong.
Uh-huh.
We had a discussion about it. And then I asked him what he you know, what his he thought his punishment should be. What he thought he deserved.
And what did he think he deserved for that?
He thought he should be sent to his room.
Okay.
The rest of the evening in his room.
All right.
Yeah, but then, Becca, what time was it? It was like 9:30. It was almost 10 o'clock. It was past his bedtime. So he literally chose to go to bed for his punishment.
Okay, that's a bit of an exaggeration.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work. They're crazy. They run around, do whatever they want, and then you just... you know, let them go to bed when
so,
it's time.
Okay, so Danielle, you feel like your sister is being taken advantage of.
Yeah, taken advantage of, and also just not, like, stepping up to the plate and being a disciplinarian like these kids need.
Okay. Mm. Dr. Antoine.
this is a tricky one, because with Rebecca being a single mom...
Uh-huh.
It is a little more difficult to put things in place.
Sure.
But I will say that letting the children pick their own punishment allows for them to pick whatever they feel most comfortable with, which kind of goes against trying to stop that behavior that they're doing.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So if he wanted to go to his bedroom, maybe he wanted to play video games or whatever. So he knows if he calls you the B word, he gets to leave.
He gets to
where
do
he,
that.
Where
he's
okay.
almost
where
rewarded
he
because
for bad behavior.
Originally, when this was presented, I, as someone with kids, I thought, I don't know, maybe I'll try this whole choose your own adventure type
I've heard
thing.
About it.
Seems...
It's not for me. But,
no.
You know, but it's for someone else if they want to.
There's a lot of levels here of, is it okay to let a kid choose their own punishment? Is it okay to open your mouth when you don't have kids? You know, do you ever tell anyone how to parent somebody else's child? Those are all questions. You can also text into 52353. The Great Debate rages on.
K92 Morning Things. The Great Debate.
The debate rages on. Sister versus sister.
That's
sister,
right.
Sister.
Parenting is a tough one.
It is tough.
One,
very
it's
tough.
Hard to raise kids.
Yep.
Two, everybody's got an opinion.
Yep.
Your kids, their kids, all sorts of stuff. And then there's the thing of most everybody in my, my observation, don't take kindly to you and your opinions of how to raise their children.
I've never heard a success story.
Yeah,
nope.
I really haven't. But Danielle is trying to be that success story. So we welcome back Danielle. Hi, Danielle.
Hello.
Hi. So Danielle is the sister.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that takes issue with all of this. And ultimately, this comes out of a place of good. You want your sister to have good children, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Danielle herself does not have children, though she was one at one time.
Yeah, she was.
Uh-huh.
She knows the perspective of a child.
So hang on, Danielle. And then we bring in, this is Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Okay, so Rebecca is the mom. You're a single mom, 12-year-old boy, 7-year-old boy. Is dad in the picture at all?
Some weekends.
Okay. So
some weekends.
So he exists.
Yeah, but he's fun time dad. He's not in the disciplinary side of anything, it sounds like. Just my guess.
Exactly.
Okay. That's fine. So you're being, how does it make you feel when your sister tells you you're doing it wrong?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. It pisses me off a little bit.
Sure.
I'm doing the best I can, and, you know, she just offers criticism. It's not like she's offering any sort of suggestions or offering to help or mm-hmm. things like that.
Yeah, that seems to be how life in general mm-hmm. works.
Just because it's easier for someone to shut you down or say you're doing something wrong.
I've always said should is the S word. Uh-huh. So when you say you should never say that to someone. Should is a word that you keep to yourself. You should be quiet is what we have here. Okay, so that's Rebecca. Mm-hmm. So she's the one with the kids. So let's bring some people in here. Let's see what they say. Let's get Mariah in here. Good morning, Mariah.
I just think that her sister has no say in the matter because she doesn't have kids.
And that's the thing.
You don't know what you would do in that situation as a parent.
But mm-hmm. I guess, okay, so let me ask this to Danielle, because she is the one that doesn't have kids. But Danielle, you say, as someone who's watching this, you feel like the kids have behavioral issues, and that's why you bring this up.
Yeah, they're really disrespectful, so clearly it's not working. And I might not have kids, but I have common sense, you know?
Right.
Don't let a kid choose what it wants, you know? Yeah. That's why it's discipline and punishment.
I don't know. And Antoine's all smart, and he says you're not allowed to do it either.
And here's my thought.
Uh-huh.
So this is a big blanket way to look at it
mm-hmm.
for anything in life. So if the behavior continues, then the consequence that comes, so in this case, the punishment that we keep referring to, isn't working. So maybe there's still a way to give them structured choices whether that could work. But if the behavior continues, then the consequence afterwards, in this case, the punishment, is actually a reward.
I think it's easy. Think about it as an adult. If you commit a crime, are you going to pick your punishment? Are you going to walk up to, you know,
I would like to go to my house arrest.
I just did this.
Man, I've been trying to get on house arrest for so many years.
I think I'm deserving of, like, you know, just donuts and a pizza, and that's what I have to eat for a week. No. You don't get to pick your punishment. You don't get to pick what you
So, Rebecca, you hear these things, and you hear what Antoine says. Do you feel like your method is working? Because your sister says it's not. I mean, do you feel like your kids are behaving themselves?
Well, if I'm going to be completely honest, it worked pretty well when they were younger,
uh-huh.
and I think it still works for the 7-year-old. The 12-year-old is giving me a lot more pushback.
Yeah, it might be time for a new menu.
Yeah, you know,
restaurants are mixing it up
change.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what happens. Or it's one of those things where it starts with a choice, but when the behavior... Let me see if I can sound smart like Antoine. Okay, ready for this? Let's see. So it starts with a choice, but when the behavior continues, that's when things need to escalate, and the that has become positive reinforcement. Therefore, you must up the ante and make it wicked bad.
Now, too many words. Tell them don't do it.
Almost.
Just don't test mama.
Don't test mama.
How about that?
Okay. So, Rebecca, moving forward, what are you thinking here?
I did kind of like what Antoine was saying about the giving them suggestions of, like, you know, you have these options for punishment.
Okay.
So it still gives, you know, it still allows them to take some responsibility in it. But yeah, it's not.
Okay. So you're open to making some changes. You think maybe it's time to modify the game a little bit.
Yeah, I understand, especially, like I said, for the 12-year-old that, you know, I hear what they're saying, you know, it's not working anymore.
So, Danielle, what do you think? Does that sound pretty good?
I think it's a good start.
Yeah.
I like how you talked to, you said, Danielle, so do you agree?
Do you agree?
like
they're co-parenting now.
Yeah.
Sean Astin, he was in town.
Yep.
So this is the guy from The Goonies. Lord of the Rings,
mm-hmm.
Stranger Things, Rudy, Encino Man, Toy Soldiers,
yep,
all of those things. And he came on with us Friday morning because he was in town for Big Lick Comic Con. If you want the full interviews on our podcast, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good interview.
He was really good. He was really good from that conversation.
Yeah, I thought we had a good chat, mm-hmm. all of us. And I admit that I kind of had a little bit of a man crush.
A little.
Yeah. I think it came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I admit it. I said, I admit I have a man crush. And it was, you know, I was trying to be nice without being too embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, he's just one of the, you know, you have those celebrities where you feel like y'all could be friends.
Yep.
And it goes, it's not every celebrity you like. I mean, I like Tom Brady as far as being the New England Patriots quarterback.
But y'all wouldn't hang out.
He and I could never hang out.
No, you wouldn't have anything
never.
In common.
He looks just boring to me. And I just, ugh, the stuff with the diet and the, I couldn't. I could not do it. Like him as, I'm a fan.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Don't want to be his friend.
Hang out.
I don't want to hang out. Not at all. Giselle I'd probably hang out with, but she seems fun.
She what? Does.
She's married
and gorgeous.
To him. She seems all right. More fun. We'll put okay. it that way. But I just think a barbecue at his house would be excruciating. Mm. I would want to go home. Sean Astin, I think we could hang. About yep. the same age. Thought we had a little bit of a bond. You know, we chat about a bunch of different things. I mean, for example, Goonies. Would there ever be a sequel or a reboot? And he told an interesting story of how he and Corey Feldman pitched an idea for a Goonies sequel.
Corey Feldman and I, at one point, decided, all right, let's take this into our own hands. And we spent a week developing a treatment. We gave this big pitch. And we were really passionate about the whole thing. Mm-hmm. We were into it. You could see all the, you know, people with their pads and pencils. They were like, just like hanging on every word. And when we finished, Dick, he had kind of like been closing his eyes like he was imagining it. And then he opened his eyes and he goes, wow, you guys spent a lot of time on that. We go, yeah. He says, yeah, we're not doing that.
What?
I just don't know how to say no to that. For the amount of things they green light in Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's one of those you think, you turn that down. But then you were okay with the Karate Kid 3. Like, how is that okay? So we talked about a bunch of different stuff. And then he was in town for a special screening of The Goonies that night.
Yep.
I mean, shoot, he likes steak. I like steak. We talked about when he was a vegetarian and what brought him back to the meat side.
I've run 13 big city marathons. And there was one time where I was doing a vegan thing for like 8 months. And I got super skinny, and I just felt so good. But it was the L.A. Marathon, and I came across the finish line, and I just felt so good. And I walked right over to a Houston's and ate a 20-ounce porterhouse.
Oh, wow. Yep. That's a big one.
Yeah, that is.
My wife's like, you're insane. You're going to kill yourself. Like, you can't go with no meat for so long. But, like, I don't know. The body wants what it wants.
Right. And the heart wants what it wants. So what happens next in the bromance? Because I'm invited to go to this screening to go hang
out.
Do?
What
Sean
did
asked
you
him.
Do, Zach?
I stood him up. I didn't
stood
go.
Him
you
up.
Stood him up?
I did. I stood up, Rudy.
I didn't go. Was the moment.
I didn't go.
We all get a very small amount of moments, and that was one of yours.
Yeah. I didn't go.
And Sean cried.
I was playing poker, and I didn't really feel like leaving.
And did you win?
You chose. Yeah, did you win?
I lost $13.
That's what happens. That's what happens.
Yeah, but I was down more than I couldn't. Like, I can't leave right now. I gotta get my money back. Oh. So I did. I battled back. But I just knew. I don't know. I said to myself, you know what? You're going to go over there and you probably just say hi for 2 seconds and then he's going to do his thing and he's going to leave and that's going to be the end of it. So what's the point? Why go all the way over there just for that? There's not going to be a moment. Forget it. That's
so you broke up with him before he could break up with
he said
you.
There's not going to be a moment.
That's what I said. Mm-hmm. I broke up with him before. You can't fire me. I quit. That's what I did right
wow.
there.
Wow. Yeah. I'm disappointed.
Shame. Could have been hanging out at his house.
Zach was on cloud 9.
Yep. Could have been on vacation with him.
So I leave on a high. Yeah. None
could
of that.
Made friends.
Oh, let's be real. None of that stuff's happening. He ain't hanging out with me. So this is good. This way, I have the control. I made the decision.
So you wouldn't be hurt. You thought you were going to be hurt. Meet him and just end up.
Exactly. Aww. Exactly. You want to keep the mystique. Maybe I meet him and he's like, his breath is gross. It's like a diaper or something.
No.
And then we don't
no.
know that.
Rudy.
I probably not.
There were
not.
So many friendly pictures and stuff on Facebook. Everyone enjoyed meeting
right.
him.
But Patrick was there. He had it covered. That's what I figured. It'd be good to go. I know. I stood him up. I stood up, Rudy.
I really hope Sean and Bob are friends now.
Yeah.
I hope they exchange phone numbers.
Well, if yes, they're friends, then that shows clearly that Sean Astin has terrible judgment in friends anyway, and I don't want to be his friend. So there. I watched Encino Man when I went home, so I mean, at least there's that.
WXLKHD. Rono.
Can you let a child choose their own punishment? The resounding answer is, I don't think so. I just, mm-mm. I don't know.
It's tricky. Yep. I don't think there's a good way to do
there's
it.
There's a lot of people say, I'm a survivor of the belt.
Yes, they survive.
The belt
I will
and the switch.
Survive.
Does anybody have an update on their neighbor? Do we have any neighbor updates yet?
Oh, no.
I do not.
So we've
nothing.
All texted our number neighbor. And this is the thing that people are doing. Feel free. If you would like to play along, you may. You do it at your own risk. You text your number neighbor. So that's the person one off of your number.
I get anything.
We have selected that we're moving on up.
We're moving up.
So we've gone one number up.
Yep.
Antoine has not received a response.
They haven't even read it yet. It still says delivered.
Though he has received very good news about his number neighbor. His number neighbor has an iPhone because he got the blue text message.
Yeah.
So yours, I feel good about the potential here.
Okay.
Mine went to green.
Your number neighbor has an Android.
Yeah!
Not feeling good about that. Or my number neighbor is a telemarketer or whatever.
Oh, I guess that's true, too.
Yeah, I am. I'm not feeling good about my number neighbor. Monica, is yours green
delivered
or blue?
Blue.
Blah, look at y'all. Y'all are so lucky. Huh.
I don't have anything.
You got blue. Yep.
Your number neighbor is going to be down to earth, Zach.
You think so?
Yeah, mine is going to be pretentious.
Mine is non-existent. It's either going to tell me to go screw or I'm never going to hear from
him. Mine's going to be shocked.
Okay.
Well, because you send extra things to yours.
Why not?
Monica sent a certain vegetable emoji to her number neighbor.
Yeah, I did. And then I said, oops, wrong number.
So if anyone has texted their number neighbor and you want to share, you can share that to 52353. Was it good? Was it bad? Did you hear nothing? Or did somebody number neighbor you? That would also be cool.
Ooh, that'd be cool, yeah.
Yeah, so that's where we're at, but I am very skeptical about mine. I think you guys at least have a potential for success. Me, on the other hand, it is almost a guaranteed failure. When it goes to green, everything is bad. You don't even know if they receive these texts. My goodness.
I know. We gotta wait.
Green is the black hole. That's the green hole. That's the new hole. Green is the new hole.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Congrats to Ed Sheeran. Making more money.
Boy, he's rich.
Yeah, he's rich.
He makes so much money.
Highest grossing tour of all time.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
How much?
Yeah, over $700 million.
You think about all the tours,
uh-huh.
All the musicians.
Rolling Stones,
uh-huh.
Rolling Stones the next year, Rolling Stones the year after that.
Michael Jackson, the Eagles, whatever.
You too.
I can appreciate him. He still shops at Target. I don't know that, but I think so.
You're just looking at his clothes.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's having a good time, very chill guy. I haven't met him, but I imagine
he seems very down to earth.
Yeah.
Given the fact that he's practically a billionaire at this point,
Does he go to sleep and say, man, I have too much money?
I think of Ed Sheeran. I think of Ed Sheeran as professional baseball players.
Okay.
Because not only is he's rich, he's famous, but if you see him out, and that's why I can go with he shops at Target. If you see him out, you'd be like, he looks like somebody. Mm-hmm. And it's Ed Sheeran, you'd be like, oh, to where he's like just very down to earth, yeah. Humble. Like, you have no clue who he is.
No one says anything negative about him.
No. I bet he's a nice enough guy, too, that he probably, when he goes to bed, he feels guilty that he's not doing enough for other people. Like, he says, I got to do more.
I got to do that. And yeah. He clearly is so nice that everyone's like, I'll jump on a song with Ed.
Yeah.
He has a CD with everyone in the industry. Like, you know, like his album has everyone.
Meanwhile, we're going to find out tomorrow he threw a kitten at his housekeeper.
No, we better not get that report.
I said vodka.
I will not believe it.
Oh, I'm going to start that story.
No, please don't.
Ed Sheeran is a kitten throwing monster.
I don't know why we're talking about this story again, but I'm talking about it. Mick Steamy. Remember that tape that leaked?
McSteamy.
McSteamy from Grey's Anatomy. Okay. Remember that tape where he was in a bathtub with two other ladies, one being his wife, Rebecca Gayhart, and another lady?
Okay.
And that tape leaked out, and people are like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Well, he says that he has no regrets. No regrets. Nope.
Hashtag goals.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what would he be regretting?
Yeah, he makes.
His wife was there.
Yeah,
he says it's not a big deal. Like I don't know why he's bringing it up.
He was awesome. He says, it was just three people taking a bath. You want to know why? Because something tells me, now I've never hung out with McSteamy, but something tells me that conversation comes up a lot. Because when you have that in your storybook, you go, chapter 4.
So you invite him over for dinner?
Yeah. He gives you the tour of the house and he goes, here's the bathroom. Did I ever tell you about the time I took a bath with two chicks at the same time? Okay.
About it.
Yeah, I see how this works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you go there just for a cookout. You wouldn't have to go in the bathroom. He'd be grilling burgers on the grill, and he'd be like, you see those two buns on that grill together right now?
No,
it's like
taking a bath
with two chicks at the same time.
Well, he's talking about it. No regrets. No apologies.
And see, the interesting part of this is there was no interviewer. He was just talking, down the street, talking about taking a bath with two chicks at the same time. No one even asked.
Maybe he has a new show on Netflix. Maybe he'll be in
something. I don't think so. I don't think he does. Maybe he interviews people in the bath. That would be cool. Bath time with McSteamy. I don't know. I think ladies would
watch. I would tune in.
Depends who the guests are.
I know, to see who the guests are. I would tune in.
Or just be like, talks in the sauna, McSteamy. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Guy chats.
And they're just sitting there. Guy chats.
I always imagine it's like guys in the sauna just chatting.
Blow your mind. See, again, guys in the sauna just talking in towels. Monica with her,
That's what y'all do.
We talk at urinals. We talk. Boy, we just love uncomfortable conversations, Antoine.
Yep.
Do you not understand that men don't enjoy talking in any situation?
When you sit in the sauna, you have to have a conversation, don't you?
No, you don't have to.
Nope. The only conversation It's a hot sauna. That's the only kind. That's it. Or this is a good sauna. Good steam. I have a good steam. I don't think it's possible to get this story to be more millennial than it is.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
I actually got two millennial-related stories in this Blow Your Mind. Three wacky stories. Rip from the headlines. Then I take some words, I rip them out, and you try to figure out what they are. This one starts with an Instagram model, so we're already heading down that millennial path.
Okay.
Instagram model steals e-cigarette from store.
Mm.
Then blanks. A. Takes a selfie. B. Calls an Uber for her getaway car. Or C. Complains that the e-cigarette isn't ethically sourced.
Oh. It's I'm going with Uber.
You're going with the Uber.
I'm going with selfie because she's an Instagram model.
Okay. Monica Brooks!
Correct! Yeah.
You are correct.
I need a ride. Where's my location?
Not only that, she tried an Uber and a Lyft for her getaway car.
Oh, they're all God. Booked.
Well, she took a Lyft to this store. She's some Instagram model, Kate Lamoff, and she was in Florida, which, as you know, when you get to Florida, you must commit a dumb crime.
The you have you to be the, stupid. Yeah,
they tell you immediately you got to go do that. So she took a Lyft to an Exxon gas station and stole a $43 Juul with the used.
Juul!
And got back in the Lyft. The Lyft driver realized what was going on. I was like, uh-uh. I am not driving you anywhere. Get out of my car.
Yeah.
Threw her out. So she called an Uber. And police had got there. Before
are you?
The, yes.
Is the Lyft driver a getaway driver?
Well, that's he not in this case because he said, I will not be your getaway driver.
Like, if that happens, are they held accountable? I wonder.
Probably. If they, didn't know. If they know.
They didn't know.
But if they don't know, it's different. You have to use Getaway, which is a different app. If you need a getaway driver, yeah, that's a whole different app. Okay, story number two. Millennials are going into massive debt for blank. A, beards. B, Instagram likes.
Hmm.
Or C, music festivals.
Going beards, going just beards. Because.
I'm going music festivals.
You're going music festivals. Antoine!
Correct! Right.
You are correct.
Oh. There are so many. There was one like the other day. Lollapalooza or something?
Lollapalooza. Uh-huh. There was some story where 50 people tried to storm the gates of Lollapalooza.
I didn't see that yet.
Yes.
To try to get in for free. I'm here to report that none of them made it in. So in case you're wondering, none of them did. I'm with you, Monica. I wish it was
styling the beard.
Yeah. So nice.
Styling your beard.
So music festivals. They say they're going into debt. 32% of millennials currently paying off debt from seeing a concert or a music festival. 22% have spent more than $500.
Yeah, spend the money.
Concert tickets are expensive.
They are.
But they're also, that's the ones where you see, they go to these festivals and you camp and you got to eat for 4 days and they buy the VIP passes and you're into tens of thousands of dollars. I'm thinking, for what?
But you think you're getting your money's worth because you're hearing like 10 bands or whatever.
The experience.
No, you're
but
not.
No, you're not.
See, that's a ripoff too because every band is on for about 20 minutes. Five of them will play at the same time on different stages, so it's not like you can see all of them anyway, and then here you are in debt. Okay, final one. Monica, I promised you many airplane-related stories this week since we're flying, so here we go. Well, this kind of gives it away. Woman was sitting by the pool when all of a sudden blank falls from the sky. A, a snake. B, an airplane gas cap. Or C, a boulder. Which one do you think? It's very hard to figure out.
It couldn't be a... No, it's a plane.
Yes, it's a plane.
Correct.
Your plane, boss. She's just sitting there, minding her own business, sitting by the pool, when all of a sudden, just something comes plummeting from the sky.
Worse than a gunshot. Like a very, very loud bang, ting noise, and then you heard it hit the pool and splash. It smells like gas. We're like, where did it come from?
Yeah, it came from a plane, in case you're wondering. It was like the fuel cap came off of a plane. Plummeting through, and it cut the liner of where she was sitting. I mean, it would have killed her if it hit her.
Yeah.
And she was just sitting there by the pool with a friend. And in case you're wondering, the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, says it is investigating the incident to determine where the cap came from.
Who didn't close their door?
I can tell you right
cab
now.
Door.
I know where the cap came from. A plane, okay? Yes. So find the plane that doesn't have its gas cap anymore.
Find the plane that flew over my pool at 3:37.
Yes.
And you know what? That plane's probably, the pilot probably drove away with the little gas nozzle hanging out, too. Because that's what this sounds, irresponsible is what we have. Yeah, we're still investigating. It's the plane without a gas cap. That's the one. End of story.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
Two of us are telling the truth. One of us has more secrets than Ed Sheeran. I mean, good grief. Pick out the liar, win the prize. Is it me? Isaac ate Cheetos for dinner.
I, Monica, got icy hot in my eye.
I, Antoine, hate my entire wardrobe.
Okay, let's say good morning to Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi, Katie. Who do you think is the liar?
I'm going to say Monica is the liar.
You think it's Monica? She'd be smart enough not to get icy hot in her eye, which all of a sudden I can smell icy hot in here.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
I'm sorry. No, that is incorrect. That was in fact true.
Yeah, I got a little icy hot in my eye over the weekend. It hurts so bad. So bad.
How'd you get it in your eye?
Because I've been putting it on my back, like on my lower, like almost like my left butt cheek almost, like in my back.
Nowhere close to your eye.
Nowhere close to my eye. But then I rub it in and I'm like, oh, I forget and touch my face.
Monica likes to, oh my God. She does that.
Very dramatic.
Sometimes that can be dramatic.
Occasionally.
Sometimes your brain screws you over so immediately in those situations where you have icy hot on your hands. Yeah. You know this is a bad situation.
Don't touch your eye, wash your hands.
And within 1 second, you itch your eye and you realize it's all over with.
It was exactly that. Because I was still standing in the bathroom like, why did I do that? Now my eye is burning. I'm washing my hands. Got to wash out my eye.
Oh, yeah. And you don't even have one of those eye wash kits on the wall. Like if you work in a factory.
And
you
just put your hand in it.
I hate when that happens. I was not paying attention. I was chopping jalapenos.
Oh, yeah.
And then went to the bathroom. And then my jalapeno had some issues for a while. Yeah.
That's an owie.
Yep. Monica, you know exactly what that feels like for sure. Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's get Lisa in here. Hello, Lisa.
Good morning.
Who's a liar?
Zach.
You think it's Zach? Zach Jackson, the food snob, would never eat Cheetos for dinner. Well, you are correct. That is, in fact, a lie. Lisa is the big winner. I ate Doritos for dinner Friday night.
That was all
Doritos?
You had?
Yes, Doritos.
Oh, when you were standing up Sean Astin.
When I stood up Sean Astin, that is correct. I stayed and played cards, and I ate a bag of Doritos for dinner. So really, Friday is just every level of shame of an entire person's life.
I'm disappointed in
you. Gambling degenerate, Dorito eater, blowing off celebrities.
Yep, that's what you did.
Cat throwing, probably threw a cat.
Your personality.
Terrible.
Your personality. Terrible. We're learning a lot about Zach.
What if I told you it's taken you this long to learn that I'm a bad person?
I didn't know it all encompassed one night.
Oh, yeah. I go hard. My family was out of town. I put all my sins into one bucket.
No food. Just give me Doritos.
Ed Sheeran was at this card game, too.
He was?
Yeah, sucking on nostrils and stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
he's so
exactly what he was doing. Mm-hmm.
Sweet guy.
So congratulations, Lisa. You are the big winner. Give a choice of those prizes. Meanwhile, Antoine is staring at his entire closet, just cursing its name right now.
Yeah.
Hating life.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to go impress the people this week.
Yeah, because we're going to Chicago. Mm-hmm. And normally, like, when you're planning for a trip, I feel like everybody does this. You're like, all right, what outfits I'm going to wear?
What outfits I'm going to pull out?
And I'm just looking at my closet. I'm like, I don't like any of this.
I kind
of
hate everything I have right now.
Nothing.
Too.
So what does that mean? Are y'all going shopping today?
I'm trying to avoid it.
Y'all got today and tomorrow.
But I may swing by the mall.
Nah, I spent too much money lately. I can't do it. I can't
buy
nothing.
You're not going to buy one shirt?
I want some more shirts.
No.
He's going to buy one shirt.
No, I'm not going to buy one shirt.
You're going to buy one.
I'm not buying one shirt.
You're going to buy one shirt.
You tell me I'm going to buy one shirt.
Yeah, you are. You're going to get one shirt because you're going to look in your closet today. You're going to be like, I need a shirt. I want to go ahead and get a shirt.
And we're going to be in Chicago. And Zach and I are sharing a room. Zach's going to be getting dressed. I'm like, Zach. That's a price tag on that shirt.
Yeah, you'll call him out.
Yeah.
Because he will get a shirt.
And I'll be like, don't tell Monica. Now, the one thing I can't vouch for is we are there crazy early Wednesday morning because we get into Chicago. Yeah. I mean, it's 7 a.m. I mean, we can't even check into our hotel till like 3, 4 o'clock. We have a lot of time to kill. I might buy a shirt.
Can we go shopping when we get there?
What else are we going to do?
I'm going to go sightseeing and
stuff.
We got
nothing to do. Yeah, you know what sightseeing is? Shopping. That's what it is, all right?
The K92 Morning Things. One, gotta go.
Bye-bye.
So much pressure.
It can be.
That's okay.
No, it isn't. It's we quit. Okay. We're done. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Antoine is the host of One Gotta Go. I give you the floor, sir.
All right. So, One Gotta Go. I'm going to give you four things under the same category.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to wipe one from the existence. You're not wiping the memory because you can remember, but you can't revisit it.
Okay.
You don't get to
it's
have it.
It's gone.
Do I get to remember, since we're talking about TV shows, is it that I remember that I love it, but I don't remember anything about
the
show?
You can't name a character from it. Like, that's with the...
So I remember I like it, but I can't relive episodes in my head.
You have the feeling.
Okay. You can't share it. You'll see it on TV, but when you flip to the channel, it automatically goes up to the next channel.
It's like Ghost. You feel them just like... go into you.
Maybe it's like back in the day, old school, when kids would try to watch scrambled adult movies, so it's all scrambled, and you're trying to like peek.
Trying to listen.
So what are the shows, and we have to decide, and then you get to play along too, so you can text in 52353, what's on your mind for One Gotta Go.
All right, so these are four beloved shows from the 90s.
Okay.
This is us. This is our time. The first show is The Cosby Show.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I know, he's already going to dismiss that one.
I feel like Cosby Show ain't going to make it out of this one.
The next show is Full House.
That was such a dumb show.
Saved by the Bell.
I'm keeping that one.
And The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay.
And see, Zach, you watch Fuller House, or you used to.
My kids watch it, so it's, you know,
you
I put
watch
up with
it, Zach. Don't put it on fine. Your kids. You it's love
oh,
it.
Oh, man. Because, I mean, with The Cosby Show, I like, baby.
There were so many like great
all
moments
the, yeah, of the Cosby yeah. Show. Anniversary
yeah.
episodes.
There are a lot of moments.
They have been completely ruined by Bill Cosby.
Yes, I mean, but if you, could, but you take that out of
you
got to
separate that. You got to separate
could,
that.
If you could one got to go Bill Cosby, then this makes it a much harder situation yeah. because The Cosby Show, it had so many great stories and so many great characters and just things like, baby, that yeah. you know what
I
we're
can't
talking about.
Get rid of The Cosby Show.
I mean,
cannot.
I still have moments of that show that I think are hilarious that do pop into my head. So it's certainly still in there. And again, Bill ruined everything. And that we know.
I might have to go Full House.
It's tough.
It's tough. It's tough, but I think Full House.
I can't get rid of Fresh Prince because you guys know how I feel about Will Smith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either Full House or Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell, I think, stays. But Full House for me because the one, which uncle was it with the puppet?
Uncle Puppet.
Yeah, I don't like puppet. I don't like puppets like that. So
you know what?
So that's why
you
I just have to talk.
The show
yes.
because of a puppet.
Because I don't care for the puppet.
But then it spanned generations, even as a dumb show.
I know.
Yeah. It's now something your kids can relate to with them.
I'm getting rid of Full House as well because I feel like Full House is one long episode. Like I don't feel like there's anything great about it, but nothing terrible. It just seems like the same thing.
That's sort of the way I feel about Big Bang Theory. Any episode is any episode, mm-hmm. and you can just take it. You know what? I'm getting rid of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
You are not.
Yes, I am.
You will do no
I am.
Such thing.
No, I am.
You are a liar.
Nope,
you don't mean that.
I'm telling you.
I'm doing the same.
I think. let's get rid of it.
There's no legitimate reason.
Just because.
I don't think it was that good of a show. It really wasn't.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, I get it. For you, for your age, for your African-American heritage, I do think it was a very big deal for you. For me, ugh. And then once they got rid of one Aunt Vivian and they started adding other people because they were desperate.
It was two seasons.
The show was cornball.
It was two
seasons.
Oh,
but Aunt Viv, when she was in that ballerina
she
outfit,
dancing?
She was doing her little thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's God!
I don't know.
Blasphemy.
And where was Will's mother? She just leaves him there. I mean,
no,
just absentee parenting, and that was it.
He got in trouble in Philadelphia.
She wanted to have a better life with
the life
Uncle
that she
Phil
couldn't have.
But then no follow up after that. I mean, one
she
little scuffle
over.
At a basketball
she
game.
Multiple
she did
times for weddings, Thanksgiving, his graduation.
Now that show it reeked of desperation. They added that little kid. Anytime they add a little kid, any show that adds a little kid,
they did on Family Matters with little
Full House has 37 little kids.
I know, but this one's more hurtful to you, so I choose this one as well.
I hope you stub your toe.
Oh, dang. You hurt his feelings.
It was all right. I didn't get the Carlton dance, but it was all...
yeah.
It was dorky.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Know. 52353. Which one's mm-mm. gotta go?
Dang yep. it.
Sorry. Wow. I'm taking out Will.
You gotta go. That's who has to go.
Your feelings are really hurt.
one to me, I'm going to tell you right now, if you gave me those four shows in a list, that would be the fourth one that I would watch. If you said, here's four episodes, you can watch a Cosby Show, then watch a Saved by the Bell, then watch Full House, and pick the order, I would watch The Fresh Prince last of the four.
I hope you run out of toilet paper.
And I would not be saving the best for last. I would just be putting
run out of toilet paper or just be in a situation where there is none.
Where he needs some and there's none there.
Okay, all right, Monica here to talk to you.
You gotta use just the cardboard.
How can I fold this cardboard? That's ouch.
I don't even have any socks on.
Oh, no.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.